In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In a little while we will sing the words, "My soul magnifies the Lord," and the cross. Let my soul magnify and make the importance of the cross in my life, in the world, greater. Magnify the centrality of the cross in my life. We are asking our souls to do this. This is not something that our souls are naturally inclined to do. There's a great deal of confusion in America between the soul and the spirit. Archbishop Averke, in his book, The Struggle for Virtue, points out that all the soul is the life that is in us. The part that isn't physical in us is our soul. When the soul departs the body dies. Body and soul must be together. But we can't depend on our soul for guidance. As American materialists, sometimes we feel more spiritual when we turn inward and consult the inner voice of our soul about what we should do. Or when we come to confession, if we're Orthodox, we consult our soul and we confess from our soul. But there's a problem here. Saint Theophan the Recluse explains that the soul is mainly and centrally concerned and directed toward the organization and ordering of worldly life. The soul is concerned about fulfilling a desire for worldly things. Not so spiritual. There is body, soul, and spirit. So we can't depend on the nature of our soul and the fact that it's not physical, it's inward, it's this inner voice. Sometimes people confuse that voice, even the desires or the disappointments or the suffering of the soul, with something else. The voice of the heart. But if we are worldly people, our mind, our spirit, has not yet descended into the heart. We have no firsthand experience of the heart. If we are Orthodox, we should avoid using that word with reference to our own feelings. Because as Orthodox, we know that that's not what the heart means for Orthodox. That's what it means in our society. It is what it meant as we grew up. I feel in my heart. Those feelings, 9 times out of 10, are coming more from our soul than from what Orthodox mean by the heart. There are world religions that are devoted to fulfilling the needs and desires and passions of the soul, maybe in a physical way, maybe in a spiritual way. There are churches that are devoted to fulfilling the needs, the desires, the passions of the soul. This isn't one of them. We know about the soul. We know that it must be oriented. And if the spirit that guides us is a spirit of love for the world, then the soul will desire the things of the world. No matter how many times we come to confession and confess things that we know are sins because they're on the list of sins, we have to look at the list a lot of times to figure out which thing. Well, is it a sin or isn't a sin? Well, if they say it's a sin, they have the authority, it's in the Bible, it says it's a sin, so I know it's a sin. Do I feel it's a sin? Well, as a matter of fact, when I do it, I feel better. It's what my soul wants. But we confess it anyway. And since our spirit is a spirit that loves the world, we are inspired by the world and not by love for God, then we go and we do those same things again. And we confess them over and over. The problem is with the Spirit. The Spirit must be reoriented. We're told by Christ that if we are to follow Him, we must take up our cross and follow Him. That cross has to do with the suffering of the soul that loves the world when the Spirit turns away from the spirit of the world and begins to ascend toward Christ, toward God through Christ. Our world-loving soul will suffer. Take up our cross. That is the cross of being a Christian. The Christian faith is not about fulfilling our world-loving, luxury-loving, pleasure-enjoying soul. There are places we can go to fulfill those things, but not here. Sometimes worldly people think church is where you go to fulfill the needs, the desires, the passions of the soul. You go to stores out in the world to buy the things that you want for the soul to be able to organize and order its life in the world, all those needs and desires. But there's one more thing the soul would like to have. It would like to have spiritual fulfillment. And so it comes to the church. We are here to work on spiritual life, to reorient and redirect the spirit away from love of the world toward the love of things that are beyond this world, the highest possible things. God has created us in His image and likeness. There will be no peace for us until we accomplish this reorientation, repentance. Repentance is a reorientation and movement of the Spirit. A recognition that we have loved the world, we have loved that which is less, we have tried to fulfill our passions and desires and feed our soul with the things of the world. We abandon that, we repent of it, and we go to confession to confess that we are making this reorientation. There are a lot of other things we could do in confession, but that's the purpose of confession. That's why we go to confession. Nothing else will really help, no matter how regularly we go. It's a very realistic description of the way we are, body, soul, and Holy Spirit. Now, with a reorientation of the Spirit, with a putting the brakes on of our love for the world, has to start there. We can't stop all of a sudden, you know. If you're in a car and you slam on the brakes, you sail through the windshield. There's a separation of body and soul, but that's not what we're looking for. So you put on the brakes gradually. St. Paul says that the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. It will divide the body and the soul. Once we have this understanding that we cannot simply serve the world-loving soul, then the Word of God has made that split, has made that division. We have become inspired. The Spirit is awake. The Spirit is conscious. The Spirit can make a choice. It's not something the will can do. The will is generally involved with the soul's effort to accomplish things in the world or according to whatever directives it's been given by the Spirit. And if our spirit is oriented upward rather than in a worldly direction, then suddenly we find that all of our abilities, all of our capacities, and the need of the soul itself is able to work in the world in a way that is oriented toward life and not a forgetfulness of God. We have the same capacities and abilities. We have the same soul, but it's been reoriented. Life is flooded with meaning. We're still the same person. The devils lie to us that if you accept Christ's call and follow Him and die to yourself as a world-loving soul, that will be the end of everything that is meaningful to you. It's not true. It's a lie. He is the deceiver. The fact of the matter is that when we reorient ourselves, and this is something, of course, that we have to keep doing in order to keep moving forward in a spiritual direction, that once we do that, we find that life is filled with meaning. All of our capacities, all of our needs, all of our desires, our strategic ability, because the soul has a strategic ability to order and to organize life and to fulfill its needs and desires. But if the soul is now reoriented by the Spirit toward fulfilling the needs and desires of the soul in a Spirit-oriented way, in a God-oriented way, in a Christ-centered way, then we will have greater joy than we can imagine in ordering our lives in the world in this God-centered, God-oriented, and ascending direction. Monks are happy people. Monks who are real monks, they're not miserable. It's only the ones who don't belong in the monasteries, who actually love the world and are flailing themselves by living that life. Maybe it's the best thing for them. Maybe that's what they need to be there to do. But a monk whose life is an ascent toward God is a happy person. And it's the same thing for a Christian in the world. We shouldn't be miserable going through Great Lent or a fast. But it's not just for Great Lent and fasts. It's our Christian life that we're talking about living. Our salvation is the fact that we can live like this, because this is about the living of life. Jesus says, who can sacrifice his life, his soul? That's what life means. Later on it says, what will you give in exchange for your soul? It's because the words that are being used, soul and life, are the same thing. Soul is what gives life to the body. We are called upon to give the life of the soul, as it is oriented toward the world, give that up so that the soul can have true life, an eternal life that we begin struggling toward now. And when we do that, we have a different kind of joy, not the pleasure of the physical world filling the soul, but a different kind of joy. This is what it means to take up our cross and follow Christ. The joy of trampling down death and the resurrection begins with the cross. No cross, no resurrection. No trampling down of death, no reorientation of our spirit so that we are inspired by higher things. Even as we live in the world, there are things that are higher than using others and the things of the world for selfish satisfaction. That is low. It's not a high thing. It's inspired by a spirit of self-love and hatred of God and distrust and fear of others. There is a higher way to live with others, to love and be concerned for them, not in a way that gives us pleasure. Oh, what a good person I am. I'm enjoying these feelings of compassion, you know, my soul is having toward you. No, that is a world-loving, selfish kind of false compassion. We have to work on our spiritual life. Soulful expressions of our life are not always oriented toward God. Many times they're oriented toward ourselves. I like soul music. I love Eric Clapton, but not in church. Why? Because it's always about him, of course, and we identify with it, and then it's about us, and we pour out our soul. But that's not what we come here for. We come here to do spiritual work. That's what the Divine Liturgy is about, gathering us together, orienting us, and moving us toward communion with Christ, receiving the body and blood of Christ, and then very quickly, at least in Orthodox terms, going out into the world after the reception of the body of Christ and doing exactly the same thing that we were doing in here, working on our life at a spiritual kind of way to reorient ourselves toward God, to ascetically hold down our lust for the things of the world and our love of ourselves rather than God. That's the spiritual life. It's the spiritual work of the Divine Liturgy, and it's the spiritual work of our life in the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.